Here we go. It's hour number four of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan, standing by for Stephen Jones here on your home of the Cowboys, our final conversation of this 2024 regular season. Now, before too long, you're going to be hearing a lot from the Joneses. Obviously, you know, hiring season, interview season for coaches has already started in a small way, and will hit warp speed. I mean, by the time we get to Monday afternoon show at 2 o'clock, there could be significant developments on multiple jobs. You know, guys getting interviews, coaches getting fired, this, that, and the other thing. And, you know, that, you know, sets up probably the biggest storyline going into the Cowboys offseason. What'll be done with Mike McCarthy? And if he does have coaching interest coming from around the league, either as a head coach or a coordinator, I would imagine I know his contract's good through the 14th, but what, 48 hours? What's appropriate here? What's protocol, Brian, to get a conclusion to this?
Well, thing? You know, they're going to have to make the decision. Like you say, they have the rights first. If he's under contract till the 14th, you know, I mean, the only thing I think Don Yee could do is do back channel stuff.
Well, yeah. Team can request to interview.
They could request, and the Cowboys can deny it, or, you know,
or say, hey, go for it.
Or go for it. Exactly. He, you know, Zach's right, but
could you really deny it without any intention of doing an extension? Isn't that a rubber meets the road moment?
If you're going to deny that, you're going to do an extension. There's no way in hell that you would.
And now your leverage in negotiation is gone.
Yeah.
So now he's like, I want, you know, $10 million. You're going to keep me?
Yeah.
You know, so I do think that, you know, if the Cowboys want to negotiate this thing, it's got to be happening maybe Sunday night after the game and into Monday morning.
Yeah, I think if they're going to do this, they very well could take all the way up to the 14th. Hmm. You know. And we've seen him do this before with other contracts.
Definitely.
You know, so it's something that they do, and it's something that they're very comfortable doing.
High tolerance for ambiguity.
Absolutely.
As Jerry says himself, Jerry said today the hay is in the barn as far as the qualities of the coach and what they have brought to the table. You know, more than enough information. This week's game is going to have no bearing on it one way or another. I do think it's interesting that there hasn't been any, you know, smoke or any whispers coming out that the Cowboys are interested in this guy or that guy. No. You know, there's really nothing that insiders are saying at this point, Brian. You're not hearing anything?
No, not at all. Not at all. I think the Cowboys have done, for an organization that really likes to talk, they're not talking very much about this.
I mean, which would tell me they're not putting feelers out to see who might be interested or to try to set anything up, and that could be because they just, you know, don't see any need for it.
But also too, you got to understand. You remember that Jerry Jones got on his airplane and went to Teterboro Airport in New Jersey and sat down with Bill Parcells on the tarmac and hammered out a deal. So, you know, the capability of Jerry Jones getting into his plan and going places, or them, you know, finding ways to work through agents and stuff. This, we'll see. If they're going to make a change, I guarantee you they've already put out the feelers necessary to kind of get the ball going, if that's the case, the way they're going to go.
The other big storyline going into this game is who is going to start at quarterback. You know, Cooper Rush has done an admirable job. People have talked about how there is an incentive for him that if he gets 65 more snaps or so, he'll hit another $250,000 bonus. But there are some reports this afternoon that maybe it is going to be Trey Lance. As Stephen Jones joins us now here on 105.3 The Fan. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
Hey, we're doing good, guys. Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you as well. And it's a good time to reflect on everything that's happened here over the last 4 months. Is it a misplaced question to say, are you proud of how this team has managed to fight and have a chance to win an eighth game coming up this weekend, considering how much adversity has been there?
Yeah, we've obviously had some challenges, and, you know, hats off to Coach McCarthy and his leadership and Zim and Bones and the whole staff to keep these guys focused and playing hard. Obviously, last week was a big disappointment, but, you know, when you're playing a little shorthanded like we are with our injury situation, you just can't afford to, you know, have the turnovers that we had. And, you know, against one of the best teams in football at their place is going to be hard to come up with a win. But, yes, I think our guys have battled each and every week, and hats off to them. And, you know, defensively, we were learning a new scheme the first part of the year. I think Mike was learning our personnel, and Vice versa, the personnel was figuring out what Mike wanted out of them. So, at the end of the day, our guys have competed hard. I know, you know, our goal is to win the game next week and our Sunday against the Commanders. And they've had a great year under Coach Quinn. You know what we think of him. And, you know, they're having a great season, but also like our chances and think our guys will go out there and battle and give themselves every opportunity to win a football game.
Micah was getting poked at again for one of his quotes. He said, if you take away the score, we were right there with him. And, you know, it's kind of, you know, one of those things you could laugh at or not. But going inside the box score, if you look at first downs and third down efficiency and yards, there's something to it. I mean, you guys definitely held your own, I guess, in a lot of ways, other than the scoreboard. Is that like a moral victory, or how do you look at that?
No, I don't look at it as a moral victory. I doubt even Mike thinks of it as a moral victory. I just felt like, you know, if you take away the turnovers, which you can't, by the way, not saying you, but you lose the turnover battle in the NFL, there's a good chance you'll lose that football game. And we know that. We coach not to turn the ball over, obviously, and we coach to get the ball. And, you know, in our three seasons where Mike was 12-5, one of the things we did best was protect the ball and get the ball. And we just hadn't done that quite as well this year. And consequently, we hadn't, you know, had the type of season you'd hope to have. But you look at most of the teams with great records in this league, and, you know, 90% of the time, I'd bet you they're winning the turnover battles in their football games. And that's just part of it. But, no, I don't think there's any moral victories. I just think you go out there and you battle, and you know and, you know, we were driving the ball good the first couple of drives, and but then the turnovers hit, and we gave up some points right there at the end. And then, you know, got to give hats off to them. And Saquon Barkley, he was running hard to get to the 2,000 yards, and what a great season he's had. I'll tip my hat to him. And the Eagles have a good football team, and, you know, they, you know, played well. You know, they played the game to did what they needed to do to win the football game.
Now, speaking of those Eagles, a heated rivalry, even from their former executive, Joe Banner, this week, said other teams are getting more from their coordinators and assistants than the Cowboys. He had a back and forth going with Ed Werder. Do you guys see it that way? I mean, I thought that was kind of unfair criticism from Joe.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Joe's Joe. I mean, he's an ex-Eagle. He's got the right to say what he wants to say. We worry about what we can control, what we can do. I like our group. I like Mike McCarthy. I like Coach Schottenheimer, and I love them. I mean, they're all proven guys in this league. And, you know, if people want to be critical, I guess, you know, when you have the record we have, which is not a winning record, then people have the right to be critical of you. But we worry about what we can control and what we can do about it.
There's a lot of potential turnover. You got a ton of impending free agents. You've mentioned the coaching staff and the contracts. But do you expect there to maybe be turnover in the personnel department within the scouting staff and in Will McClay's deal as well?
Yeah, no. I mean, we like everything about our personnel staff. We've, you know, I think most people, you know, when they rank rosters, you know, to start the season, I think most people would say that we've had, you know, one of the better rosters in the league for the past, you know, for that matter, for the past 10 years. And I think Will's done a great job. I think his scouting staff's done a great job. And don't expect turnovers. But, that, you know, right now we're worried about beating the Commanders. We'll get into, you know, all the detail of what our organization, where we can be better, because, you know, we have to be better. I mean, we didn't get the job done this year. So Jerry, myself, the whole organization will look for ways to improve because it's unacceptable. I know it is to our fans. I know it is, you know, in the building, you know, to, you know, finish with the tie. You know, we're going to end up with a losing record, and that's not certainly not what we think the Dallas Cowboys are all about.
With trying to beat the Commanders on Sunday, do you expect Trey Lance to start?
We'll see. I mean, obviously, we're doing everything. We're going to do what gives us the best chance to win the game. And Mike McCarthy will make that call. We've been practicing, you know, hard all week. And certainly, he's more open-minded than he's been to it. And in terms of, you know, who's going to give us the best chance to win the game Sunday. And, you know, he'll ultimately make that call, and we'll see.
It's Stephen Jones here with you on 105.3 The Fan. Do you feel like the decision on Mike needs to be made fairly quickly next week to give him a chance to talk to other teams that might be interested?
We'll address that next week.
I like it. Okay, Stephen Jones here with you on 105.3 The Fan. What do you think of the fans who are saying, yes, I love to see us win, but this first round is shallow, and that eighth win might push us out of the top half of the first round? Do you fault them for actually hoping the Cowboys lose a game?
I mean, obviously people look at that. I mean, our fans aren't the first fans to look at that, and you certainly understand it, but at the same time, you know, we're in this to win football games, and but totally understand a fan who are fans who say, hey, it'd be great to have a better pick, and I get that, but I'll tell you this, we're about winning football games, and we've been about that even when we were, you know, when we were really behind the eight ball, mm-hmm. and I think our players have shown that. They've competed every step of the way, and they'll go out there against the Commanders and expect to win that football game, and I'll do their best to win it, and they'll compete at a high level.
Hey, Stephen, we're not going to get a chance to talk to you for a while here, but I want to ask you, what's something in the media that we get really wrong about the salary cap?
I just think people don't, you know, at the end of the day, I think the biggest thing people don't understand is the ability, you know, to push things forward and how, you know, how much a team is doing that already versus, hey, they could have done this, they could have done that differently. You know, I think it's just wrong. I mean, you know, we certainly understand, you know, pushing money forward. We do it all the time. You read in the paper all the time where we rework our top, but there's only our top contracts on our roster, but there's only so many top contracts you can rework. The rookie contracts are, as you know, Brian, are minimal.
Sure.
And then we have a lot of players on our team that are veteran salary benefit type players. So at the end of the day, there's only 6, 7, 8 contracts that you can rework. And you can probably get them all in quick order in terms of where you go to create that space. I mean, we reworked Dak every step of the way, mm-hmm. of his $40 million contract, and we'll be reworking it again throughout on his $60 million contract in terms of pushing, you know, the payday out. And a little bit that's our problem right now, Brian, is we're not only paying for his current 60, sure. but we're also having to pay, we're still paying for the part of the $40 million contract that we pushed out. And I think sometimes people just, you know, don't quite get their hands around that, but that's understandable.
Sure.
But I think you know Jerry well enough. He's in this and more motivated than anybody I can think of to win a Super Bowl right now. And he's not going to be pulling the reins in on trying to hold back on trying to put a Super Bowl type put a Super Bowl team on the field. He doesn't have forever to win a championship. And, Brian, you know him well enough.
Yeah.
He'd trade a lot of things, including a whole lot of money, if you could do it, to win a Super Bowl.
So where we do really get it wrong, Steve, is when we start talking about flipping switches and stuff like that. That's where we lose really track of this. Is that fair? I mean, we try and play amateur cap guys, and we're not very good at this.
Yeah, I just think that if you, unless you're looking at it, and by the way, I'm sure there's many, 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 many folks who would understand it in a second if they're looking at it.
Right.
And they would see real quickly. I could sit down with you. I know you, Brian, and you'd get it in 5 minutes if I showed you our cap situation.
Right.
And where we would go to create space. And, you know, we've pretty much maximized all the space. But then as you create that space and you push it out, then there comes a time where you have to, a day of reckoning when you eventually have to have a roster where, you know, you just don't have the roster, and you, not unlike Denver's doing, but hats off to them. They're doing it with a rookie quarterback, but they're having to eat the Russell Wilson contract right now.
Mm-hmm.
But they've done one hell of a job of doing it.
Well, hell of a job this year, Stephen. Thanks for another season with us. We've enjoyed the heck out of these chats, and give them hell. We'll be pulling for you.
Great being on with you guys.
Cheers. There he goes. Stephen Jones with you, wrapping up the 2024 season, but you'll hear from him real soon. I mean, that Senior Bowl and the combine and the build up to the draft, he joins us.
Yeah.
You know, so thanks again to the Jones family for being so accommodating with their time. It's time to hit the expressway at 877-881-1053. You want to react to that? You want to react to Rangers, to Mavs tonight? There is news on another starter out. We'll get that for you as well. And then take your phone calls coming up next here in the Nation.
Wentz in the gun. They're sending six. Wentz gets rid of it over the middle. It's intercepted. It is Deron Bland, the rookie, with maybe a game-sealing interception on a pass for Curtis Samuel.
All right, there it is. Your Cowboys replay brought to you by Ciroc. Please drink responsibly, and a perfect segue into the one segment of the week where you're actually encouraged to call in while intoxicated or in the process of catching a buzz. That's right. It's time for What You Drinking and What You Thinking. Okay, there are a couple of lines open, a couple of legends on hold. We're going to go around the room and get what we're all drinking and thinking. Then we're going to get to your phone calls and then LA Live with Lucius Alexander here coming up in about 17 minutes from right now. Segment is also brought to you by Ciroc Vodka, so cheers to them. And it's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. The Expressway presented by our friends at the On Time Experts. Okay, a lot to be thinking about. You know, currently I'm drinking a 20-ounce Diet Pepsi, which is not my favorite diet beverage, but they were all out of the Diet Cokes down there in our little shop. Go figure, somebody raided them. The Rangers, a hot stove is going to start next week, and Thursday at 6:30, Marcus Semien, along with Cody Bradford and another Rangers guest, are going to be downstairs in our performance showroom here at 75 and Fitzhugh. You are invited. It is free. Just get here a little bit early. The autograph's going to start at 6:30, and then the Hot Stove Show with Sands is 7 to 8. So it's a massive night for the Tolos next Thursday in our performance showroom and the Rangers Winter Caravan Tour presented by Coca-Cola. So salute to them for bringing their guys by. We're excited about that. I mean, to have Marcus Semien here in the building, freaking legend. Kyrie Irving is out. That's our Mavs update. Apparently he is sick. So, I mean, just bad timing. The idea that the Mavs can go wire to wire and, like, be a top three seed, maybe I just need to give up on that dream entirely. But, you know, I want to get back to the 2000s where it was like, yeah, the Mavs are out here strutting. You know, home court advantage in the first round is a flipping guarantee. And, you know, it's just a little bit snake bit. So I guess we'll hope they're healthy for the playoffs once again. But we're plunged into a season of struggling. You don't even know if they're a clear playoff team at this point. And you can't take much more bad luck. I guess the good news is nothing major with PJ Washington's knee, just a little bit of a sprain. But that could be 1 or 2 weeks. And then listening to Jerry today was something else I was thinking about. It just seems like he loves the job that Mike McCarthy has done. And there's no signs that they're sniffing around looking for a different head coach. So I do expect sometime early next week we'll get news of an extension. That's what I'm drinking. That's what I'm thinking. Brian, how the heck are you?
I'm doing great, General. Thank you very much. I'm finishing up some lemonade here. And what I'm thinking was, as I'm working through this draft already, and you guys have already talked about losing spots, you know, if you win games, especially this one, I'd be interested to see how far you do fall if you do win this game, because I'm in a situation right now where I've got 15 first-round grades.
Ouch.
That's it. And that's the lowest I've had in a long time. Usually my number of first-round grades are somewhere between 18 and 22. You don't have 32 first-round grades on boards, generally. I haven't seen that ever in all my years. So you usually have between, like I say, 18 to 22 guys. But this case, there's only about 15 true first-round grades I know on my board as I've got started. So Cowboys, you know what? You know, find a way to stay somewhere in that 12, 13, 14 range. Hopefully you get a chance to grab a first-round player. Fall out of that, and you might be looking at a second-round guy.
I'm no expert at this, but it seems like the range is somewhere between 12 and 17, win or lose. So losing and 12 would be huge, Chief. What are you drinking? What are you thinking?
I'm drinking the finest organic Honduran coffee, courtesy of Spittle. Wishing I was drinking a Martin House beer right now. I will be when I get home. And I'm thinking about the final stop in the press box for 2024. And I'm thinking about running up some historic numbers on Sunday, courtesy of Legends Hospitality. Hoping for that 17-inch lineman burrito to be served up.
That's what I was wondering.
During the pregame and the half. Time, but either way, they're getting it done in a big way always, and I'm going out with a huge bang. We're gonna make history on Sunday.
Nice. Well, Chuck, drinking, thinking?
I'm probably going to have to go get some coffee for a late afternoon pick-me-up. I saw Matt Miller's got 12 first-round grades, and this is one of those drafts. This might be one where we're looking at it, and it's like, hey, Captain Trade Down rides.
Yeah.
Maybe try and pick up some more picks, and maybe...
Well, the thing about it is, if you're looking at 12 or 15... Who's trading up for what? Because if you get the same player at 16, 17, 18 as you would get, you know, who's going to trade up with you?
I got to hope somebody wants one of those receivers that they don't think is going to slide. Maybe it's a Burden. Maybe it's an Egbuka. Heck, you might have to take one of those guys.
I think you might be having to take one of those guys.
I'm kind of team Emeka Egbuka right now.
Is the Texas DB that people call Brian Branch 2.0, is he a first-round grade?
Jahdae Barron?
He's a good player.
I would be very comfortable with Jahdae Barron in the first round.
But not a first-round grade, though?
No, he's a first-round
player. Oh, he is. He's one of those 15. Okay. I'm all over this guy right now.
Currently no lines open. If you're trying to ring us up, give it a few minutes. Let's go into the Pimp Cup where Lucius Alexander's drinking and thinking.
Hey, yeah, I'm drinking some water. You know, nice. I'm drinking water, minding my business. All 2025, that's what I'm doing. All this talk about Ciroc. I've heard a lot of Ciroc today. Yeah. Made me think about my favorite BYOB, Ecstasy, RIP. Oh, I missed you.
That was nice.
We used to take coconut Ciroc up there, mix it with pineapple juice, and be grooving in the pocket. And the girls like it, too, because it's easy to go down. You know. So if you don't have a whole bunch of money on you, at least you got the liquor.
Yeah, that was nice, man. Yeah. Those BYOB spots.
It worked out. Woo!
I couldn't believe it when I moved to Dallas. I was like, you can do what now? You can bring in a cooler, a cold beer, or bottles, or whatever you want. Living it up properly. Okay, at 877-881-1053, line one is our guy Rodeo Ron to get us kick-started. What you drinking and what you thinking, Ron? Buddy.
Drinking that Jim Beam with a little splash of sweet tea. And I was thinking about when I was on the toilet. When my little friend, he sent me one of those little XXX videos.
Okay.
And when I played the video, there was no sound, so I increased the volume on it. Okay. And I turned it way, way up. I still couldn't hear nothing. Then I realized I was on Bluetooth. Now, 3 days later, my family and guests were still waiting for me to come out of the bathroom from watching the Cowboys Super Bowl and Super Bowl 30. And remember one thing, if you're not drinking that Jim Beam with Jordy on Run, where the F you at, baby?
There he goes.
More in the bag than usual, man.
He
peed it out there at the end. It was. I love his premise, though. It was a hell of a premise.
Yeah. Way in the bag there.
Yeah. It sounds like he's been on one probably since New Year's. But the punchline was still there.
Still there.
He still delivered.
He's on it.
He'll always pay no matter what the BAC is.
He puts that work in. You know what I mean? Like he's thinking about right now. He's thinking about next Friday.
That's right.
He's putting stories together and... I love that, man.
He's creative.
Line two is our guy, Big Jim. What you drinking? What you thinking, Jim?
Well, fellas, I didn't think that was going to end the way Rodeo Ron ended it. That could have gotten really bad really quickly, and we could have heard about some divorce or something.
Yeah.
I'm drinking an old-fashioned, I'm sitting back here on my back porch. I got my big fry pot. We're about to fry up a big old bunch of catfish.
Jeez.
And I've got some friends over. And
good for you.
So it's going to be good. I was listening to Steven today. I listened to Jerry. And I think Steven's pretty transparent in the interview y'all had with. I think they've been kicking the can down the road for a while. And I think they made some mistakes over the years. I figure it's like 2 years ago they were so upset that you know, they didn't go further because they felt like they had put the team together. So I don't know. It's back to the drawing board. I tell you, Broadus, I really do appreciate you and Mr. Lombardi there doing your breakdown on on these guys. It's good work.
Thank you.
I've even tried to put together a draft board. I ain't got a
clue what the hell I'm doing.
Neither do I, but don't worry about that. Yeah,
that's just bull crap, and we know it. But you're teaching us all something, so I do appreciate that, fellas. I do appreciate you. It's good to have all of you back together. I know we've been a little kind of discombobulated over the holidays. Do appreciate you. And here, I'm going to raise my glass to 2025. Hopefully, we're not going to suck in 2025, and we'll have a good one. Look forward to talking to you fellas later. And
Walchuk
Bartis, I'll talk to you on Sunday.
Thanks. That's a nice toast. Yeah, we need some glory here in 2025. The Mavs got us close. You know, the Stars were right there as well. They're
Stars
knocking on the door. They're definitely
well last night.
Sure, yeah, Rope was awesome.
Yep.
I'm betting on the Rangers though to restore glory.
That'd be nice.
I'm betting on my guy CY.
That'd be nice.
Or Jim Nill. You know, Nico. Man, we have some good executives these days. Line three is Polo. You're in the G-Bag Nation. Polo, what you drinking? What you thinking?
What's going on, fellas? Hey, I'm not in Garland today. I'm down here in Italy, Texas.
Okay.
And I'm doing my friend, homegirl, son's grandbaby's tattoo. I can't nice. Whatever, doing like that.
Yeah.
But what I'm thinking is broadest. I'm going to ask you a question.
Sure.
And I'm going to ask you another question, Gavin.
Okay.
I don't remember what year it was. It was 87 or 88. The Cowboys had Herschel Walker on the team, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why can't Jerry Jones be smart enough to say, hey, Michael Parsons, he's only a one-trick pony. You guys always talking about how teams playing for Michael Parsons. Michael Parsons ain't nothing, in my opinion. If he don't get the sack, the play is over with. He just looks stupid. He can't stop the run. What we need to do, Broadus, let me ask you a question. We traded Herschel Walker, and we built us an empire in the 90s. Why don't we trade this dummy, Michael Parsons, Penn State alumni, Nittany Lion, to Jacksonville, get some picks from him, or maybe Houston? I mean, flip it. Let's do something. Be smart. Get rid of Michael Parsons. My homegirl can look at me like I'm crazy, but Michael Parsons ain't nothing. You can't cuss because I'm on the radio. You can't cuss because I'm on the radio. But hey, another thing. Hey, all the lucky cousins. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
There he goes. Yeah. Oh, man. What a movement Polo is as well. It's always entertaining.
Get the picks, and they got to pay him.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Teams
would be interested, I think, in doing a deal with you, but are you going to hold them up for the picks, which you probably would, and then now a team has to say, okay, well, we're giving up the picks, but we also have to pay him.
And that was Jimmy. You know, Jimmy set that whole thing up.
Yeah.
You know, that wasn't Jerry's idea to trade Herschel Walker.
Yeah, it's a little different, too, with the salary cap, you know, not involved, too.
Yeah, sure, but you had to have a visionary who knew what it was going to take to win
absolutely,
the championship.
Absolutely. I mean, there's... You know,
Jerry will never trade a star player.
We've talked about this for months. You know, some of us have gotten in trouble for talking about it for months.
Yeah, we've talked about that plenty.
And now it's an everyday subject for people. You know,
but it's just not going to happen.
It's not going to happen, no.
Line four is Mr. Nasty. You're in the Nation, Nasty. Take it away. What you drinking? What you thinking?
Currently, I'm halfway through a pint of 1800. I had to switch it up a little bit. Backing that with a little Diet Dr. Pepper.
Nice. Thinking
and if you guys can just give me a second, don't cut me off right away. I have a question directed to two professionals, and those professionals would be Sir Dawson and Chiafalo. I'm not going to listen to the opinion of Brian Broaddus and Zach Walchuk, because last time I listened to their opinion, they were selling me on Travis Frederick and Tyler Smith. So I'm going to skip on their opinion.
They not good.
Yeah, they weren't very good.
I mean, you tell me. Look at the quarterback. What are we looking at?
What do you mean?
What are you talking about, bro?
I mean, you told me on.
Are you sure you're not? You're not through the full bottle of that 1800?
No, I'm only halfway.
Okay, well, keep going. Then you're getting there. You're making a lot of sense tonight. You're making a lot of sense tonight.
We are.
Yeah.
We are.
Keep rolling.
Hey, and I'm proud of that.
You should be.
Attaboy, Nasty.
You should be. You should be proud of being drunk.
And guess what? And the next one's coming for you.
Yeah.
So on the 22nd of December, I welcomed my first daughter. You know, I've had Baby Nasty rolling around.
Yeah.
The expert opinion I want from Gavin Dawson and Eric Chiafalo, how long do I get away with saying I can't change diaper because she's a girl?
I don't know. It never worked for me. You know, my only strategy there was to just not be very good at it, but that was unintentional. You know, it just came naturally. So she would be frustrated by my diaper change.
Yeah, exactly. That's going to happen. When they go number one, that's when you step up and you own it and you make a big thing about it. Like, I got this. No, honey, please sit.
Yeah.
You know?
Ooh, man.
But when it's a two-ski, you're only going to get one or two of those opportunities. You're going to botch it. And then you won't have to worry about it anymore, Nasty. So you just do you. You'll fumble that number two in a heartbeat, and then you'll be good for the rest of the time.
A wise man there.
Ones only.
Father Eric Chiafalo. No, yeah, rules to live by, I would say. Wee James is online 5 down here. What you drinking and what you thinking, sir?
What's going on, fellas?
Evening.
This Wee James. Hey, drinking on some Crown Blackberry with a Coors Light Chaser. They got a question for Brock. Now, Brock, unless we get a nasty, and I mean a nasty D tackle, I'm like a Polo. Why don't we just trade Michael Parsons? Because we wasting Michael Parsons right now. And unless we get a nasty D tackle, we can't do nothing with this defense.
Two best defensive tackles in the draft, but both go to Michigan, so I'm sure that'll make a lot of people happy.
That would be awesome if they get that three technique man beast there. I wouldn't mind the Michigan curse at all. I don't think that's going to be informing on the quality of those players. Just a little bit of bad luck. I did love the misspeaking and calling it a Coors Light Tracer, since it is the silver bullet.
Yeah,
I mean that's marketing genius right there. I'd be surprised to see them. And pick that up over there.
Yeah, the two best that I've seen are the two Michigan kids.
Yeah, Graham's awesome. I like Harmon from Oregon.
He played very well.
I'm a fan of his game. Yeah. I know some others aren't, but
see him as a one.
Yes.
Yeah.
But he's got some wiggle and some pass rush ability as a one, which is impressive for his size.
But this defense played well enough to think that if you stay healthy, you get your Trayvon Diggs back, you have decent linebackers, this defense can play. This defense isn't, you know, doomed for failure next year. I think Micah Parsons being here has proven that.
It could be for failure if they have to go through another scheme change.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't be opposed to it. If you can, you know, trade Micah Parsons and say, hey, this is going to bring us closer to a championship, I can go with that. But I distinctly remember 2014 and 2016, this defense needed a player like Micah Parsons.
We've seen the games when Micah Parsons didn't play.
Yeah, it was brutal.
They were awful this year.
Yeah, they couldn't get after the quarterback.
Let's get a couple of more in here. Aaron from Dallas down here on line 6. What you drinking and what you thinking, Aaron?
Hey, guys. How y'all doing today?
Excellent. Awesome. You?
That's good. I'm doing pretty good. I am drinking on some red Powerade again, just like last time. Now that I think about it, I'm 2 for 2 when I call you guys, so I appreciate that.
Salute. Oh, yeah. Nice job.
All right, so I had something completely different on my mind originally when I called. But after listening to certain fans, I say that with air quotes, talk about trading Micah Parsons and sending blank shots at two Hall of Fame first ballots, Travis Frederick and Tyron Smith. What are we talking about? What are we doing? Please, somebody explain to me what is going on in the minds of some Cowboys fans. Are you serious? Trade Micah Parsons? I mean, it's like they called you guys, took their brain out of their head, chucked it out the window while they're driving, and then proceeded to talk. Please, I think we need to start filtering who gets through, because they are not saying sensible things. We keep Micah Parsons. Jerry, for all the things you don't do, for the love of God, do not trade Micah Parsons.
That's a great note to end on, Aaron. Thank you so much for the call and your passion. And I don't think we have anything to worry about. I do think Nasty maybe it was thinking Cooper Beebe, but Travis Frederick came out.
I think that was
the Don Julio talking.
Like, we were trying to compare Beebe to Frederick and then Guyton to Tyler Smith.
Oh.
I don't know that was ever made. And Cooper Beebe's had a hell of a rookie season.
Yeah.
So that's a victory lap for me, Nasty.
Right on.
You should rewatch the tape.
I mean, out of the third round,
he's been pretty damn good.
Line 7's Ryan. You're in the G-Bag Nation. What you drinking and what you thinking, Ryan?
Well, I'm drinking water right now because I'm on the way to pick up my girls from daycare. And I'm sad, but unfortunately, I'm not a Mountain Dew, so I have nothing to mix with the rest of my Jack Daniels. Mm. And no, my heart did not explode.
Okay, so, good.
Yeah, that's good.
But what I'm thinking is, so on Sunday, my wife and I will be married 8 years, and I have no idea what I'm going to do for our anniversary because we've got 3 babies. I have no idea what I'm going to do.
Change all the diapers, make dinner. Yeah, it's a tough one, Ryan.
Send her to the spa for the day.
Ooh,
that's a little much.
the spa.
Now he's at home with three kids all day.
That's probably the best gift you can give her.
No, you just got to distract her, and then you wake up a few days later, and you both forgot, and then you're like, hey, next year we'll tear this thing up, baby. Don't you worry.
Wow. More sage wisdom from the chief there.
Sounds like a fail. Please forget also. Please. No,
seriously,
please.
If you got three babies at home, your wife doesn't even remember it's the anniversary.
She is freaking swamped. Line nine is Anthony. You're in the G-Bag Nation, Anthony. What you drinking and what you thinking?
Well, I'm on my way home to get a ham started to smoke, and I'm drinking a Sonic Diet Cherry Dr. Pepper.
Wonderful.
Good quality.
Let me shout out to Brian and say hi, Ty.
Oh.
And
hi, Ty.
Hi, Ty. I tell you what I'm thinking is I think the Longhorns are going to have to show up and play for four quarters and not one if they're going to continue in this championship series.
Sure.
That was just my observation of watching them playing the other day is you got to show up for all four quarters and not just one.
Well said.
Yes, sir, Anthony. I hope they take it to heart.
High tide.
Yeah.
High tide. Right.
Happy New Year's. Happy New Year's, guys.
Take care, Anthony. Man. Yeah, Sark said today he thinks Ohio State's the best team in the country right now.
He's not wrong.
Yeah, he's asking for everybody here in the area to get to Arlington and support his guys because they're going
to
need it.
Think about selling my tickets to Ohio State, people.
Hey.
You can make a ton of money. I'm not
they travel well. They I've never seen anything like that.
Yeah.
Okay, it's time to go into the Pimp Cup where we have a Friday night edition of LA Live with Lucius Alexander.
Yeah, it's a feel-good Friday here in LA Live. Let's get into it right after the great Rick James.
So now that Christmas is over, everybody's making these tweets and Facebook posts about New Year, New Me. Shut up. You're still on meth, Cheryl. And this chick in her Cookie Monster pajamas smoking some Marlboro talking about new year, new me. Listen, the only thing new for you this year is a new baby and a brand new baby daddy. She the type of chick that had four kids and five different baby daddy. How does that happen? She don't even know. Take a picture of last year, put it together with a picture of this year, looking like a before and after picture like you see on the walls in high school. Before and after bath salts.
Before and after bath sauce, what's going on?
Yeah.
Hey, man, this is LA Live for Friday, January 3rd, 2025, the first Friday of 2025 here, folks. Yes, we have made it. It is a feel-good Friday, too, here in LA Live. I don't know about y'all, but Thursday, I did not want to do this. I did.
Yeah.
I said, wow, look at this time off. It feels amazing. I can't believe I'm taking care of my life. Running errands? This is good. Hey, enjoy your 48 hours of liberty out here, but be safe, though, okay? Avoid the law dogs this weekend. Mind your speeds. Don't crash out. Keep your emotions in check. I don't want to see you on Dallas, Texas TV or DFW scanner this weekend, okay? In other words, keep it together, people. Don't crash out. Here's a weekend warning.
This weekend safety briefing. Do not add to the population. Do not subtract from the population.
I'll be the one.
Do not end up in the hospital, newspaper, or jail. If you do end up in jail, establish dominance quickly.
Yes. Establish that dominance, man.
Establish.
Get that vibe right real quick. Little Larry June coming at you, man. Smoothies in 1991. 91. This is LA Live 105.3 The Fan on a Feel Good Friday. Now, I did not have any New Year's resolutions for 2025. If you've been listening to the G-Bag Nation, I have decided not to hold the door open for people this year.
Yeah.
Won't do it. Yeah. Yeah, I'm not holding the door open for anybody. I've been embarrassed too many times. People walk right by me like I'm not there.
The family of six?
The whole family of six. And the dad was the last one to come through. And instead of saying, thank you, this fool said, excuse me.
Wow.
Looked me dead in my eyes and said, excuse me. I said, I'm done with y'all. No more.
Yeah.
So if there's a 6 foot, 230 pound black man out there not holding the door for you, That was me. Yeah, that was me.
Must be all the out-of-towners moving to Texas.
I don't know what it is. They need to get to it. I also have decided to do more physical reading, the physical way, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The old-fashioned way.
The old-fashioned way. The page turners. You gotta smell that page. You know what I mean? Get a little ink on your fingers. Yeah, I'm doing it the old school way. I've had a lot of books. I've digested a lot of books, but it was all through the audio vibes.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what I mean?
Say, get him, LeBron.
Yeah.
Just stuck on the first page.
It's been the audio way. So I'm going to get back into my reading bag. I started with this book called The Four Agreements. You guys heard of
yeah.
that book?
Yeah. Good book.
I read it a long time ago. But, you know, as you mature, you want to go back and get it because there might be some things that you missed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You might never... It probably didn't hit you the same way.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go back and read it. Bam!
Good one.
Four agreements. I'm running that one back. Tolos that read, hit me up on the fan text right now. Hit us up on the fan text if you have any good book suggestions. Any good book suggestions. I'm not asking what you're reading. I'm asking, do you know any good ones? Send them to the fan text, bro.
I read about half of this old one, like from the 1700s or something, called... The Practicing the Presence of God by this old monk named Brother Lawrence in France, like way back in the day. Totally illiterate, but he had been blessed with the presence of God so strongly that he could just like distill wisdom down through his words. So the book was written actually through conversations that he'd had with people that were actually literate in his monastery. Pretty interesting. Wow.
And wow. they wrote it down for him.
Yeah, they wrote it all down for him. And
they
like,
took his notes
so
for him.
The chapters were like fifth conversation with Brother Lawrence. Here we go. Here's what he said.
Wow. I wonder if Brother Lawrence got his money for that book. Or did those guys say, hey, man, Brother Lawrence is spit. We need to write this down.
Yeah. Hey, Brother Lawrence, read this contract over.
Yeah. Yeah, just put an X there.
Put an X right here, Brother Lawrence. Oh, you're going to be a rich brother. I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
Hey, and also... The Luther Vandross doc, I got to see that. I've been to have a lot of people hit me up telling me that doc is really good, Luther Vandross doc. So I'm going to be watching that one this weekend as well. All right. I got a question for the Tolos here. What needs to stay in 2024 as we get ready for 2025, getting your mind frame right? What needs to stay in 2024? I asked the Tolos that follow me on Facebook, and I got answers like Mr. Beast. Mr. Beast needs to stay in 2024.
I don't know what is so good about his videos, man.
I don't get it either. That yeah. Kai Cenat kid, I don't get it either. Yeah, that's annoying as hell, but you know, he's running up the numbers and I can't hate. I'm not hating. I'm just saying it ain't. Ugh. What needs to stay in 2024? Dak saying, yeah, here we go. That's pretty mean, man.
Yeah, it's time for a remix on
it's
that
time
one.
For a remix.
I do like it when the clock's running down and he has to say it quick. Yeah, here we go.
Clap, clap, clap.
Yeah. Yeah, I like how Cooper says it too. Yeah! Here we go! What needs to stay in 2024? Tolo said D-riding needs to stay in 2024. I believe you. I'm with you. D-riding is ruining the world. Prevents people from being objective if you're paying attention to D-riding. Zeke Elliott needs to stay in 2024.
Yeah. Maybe look for that post-playing career.
Poor guy.
Get a streaming career going again.
Hey, you know, Zeke is an amazing athlete.
Yeah.
I've seen him jump over a guy. You know what I mean? He's an amazing athlete, yeah. Bro.
I mean, remember that night he played up there at Dr. Pepper Park at the Dirk Nowitzki softball game?
Exactly.
He's running bro. Around doing crazy stuff, making plays on free. Softball.
Guy's amazing, man.
Yeah.
What needs to stay in 2024? The balloon popping shows. Those are hilarious to me.
Oh, the dating.
Yeah.
I see clips of that.
Oh, no. Yeah.
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 Like,
and sometimes they want to mulligan once they find out the dude's like a doctor.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Oh, can I have my balloon back?
No, you popped it because she popped it. Now yeah. You started following all the other girls
exactly,
instead of
there's,
using your own brain. So you were D-ing. You were D-riding.
This one guy, I mean, he's up there and he's like a mechanical engineer. He's got charities and all that. And all these girls have popped their balloons. And they're like, and they're just all sitting there just like.
Yeah.
And he's got the most going for him. And they're just all sitting there like, well, I'm sorry, ladies.
Yeah.
He's like.
He sounded too nice.
Yeah. No, they were all sad once they found out his story. They were giving it up.
I like when the lady, she walks in there, but she has a deep voice. Oh, and so she says, hello, are you here to balloon?
Get out.
That's funny. I've never seen these.
Yeah, oh, they are funny.
What needs to stay in 2024? Internet clout chasing. Dynamic pricing needs to stay in 2024. Did that even take off, the dynamic pricing? Like different times of the day, you get charged a different thing.
It's a good question. I haven't heard much about it since they rolled it out.
Now we got a hater right here as a Tolo. Surprise, surprise. What needs to stay in 2024? This Tolo said the made up word Tolo. So tired of hearing it.
Oh, it's going on like a decade strong now. I don't think it's going anywhere.
Yeah, man.
Has either.
How about these baggy jean trends that are back? You know, just as I'm getting used to the skinnier jeans, the tapered fit. We're back with the baggy jeans now. You've seen the kids, right?
The pendulum swings too far every time.
Yeah. Because
like, these tight ones are getting real tight.
Yeah.
And then the baggy ones, you're seeing shorts, but they go down to the ankles.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
like
we're
capris.
Come full circle here. We're back in 1993. I'm looking to get me some silver tabs.
You chasing trends out there, bro?
No.
I just got into skinny jeans.
Right, yeah.
Damn, y'all move too fast for me. My son likes big clothes.
Yeah.
Big, ridiculous clothes. To the point where his girlfriend's buying them like cute fella stuff, you know, because she's like, I don't like your style.
she's sending him signs.
Yeah, she's trying to help you out, fam.
It'll take you shopping.
Yeah. What needs to stay in 2024? Red pill content.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, this is from my aunt. There's a lot of things that need to stay in 2024, but the biggest thing I'm glad is staying in 2024 is the Dallas Cowboys.
There she is. Is this the ant that pulls for everybody but the Cowboys?
She has so much NFL merch.
Yeah.
And none of it's the Cowboys. Whoever the Cowboys are playing, she's going to go out there and buy the merch and just troll you.
Have the mystery drone stayed in 2024? I haven't seen reports of them last couple of days.
It slipped over to 25 and was done.
I saw that mystery fog was making a big push. On New Year's Eve.
Fog. Yeah.
Was that one in California? Or was
they were saying it was in different states.
Oh.
It was on pools, like
on top of pools.
On top of pools, yeah. It was like white foam stuff. Huh. Yeah.
They about to get us out of here.
Yeah, trying.
They about to get us out of here. What needs to stay in 2024, people? Tolo said the hot tour girl.
Yeah,
I'm kind of with you on that.
I think she's gone missing since that rug pull.
She might be doing five to ten pretty soon. I'll dip too. Take me where you can't bring me back. Bahrain. Now, can you bring me back from Bahrain?
I'll find out.
We have a car race there.
Wherever Russell Simmons is.
Let me
holler at your real estate agent, Russ. Yeah. I got a dip, dog.
It's like base and hide and seek, dude. It's like I'm here. You know I'm here, but you can't touch me.
The ignorance needs to stay in 2024. Good luck with that, fam.
What about the tattoo beards? Every time I see the videos of these dudes in the barber chair getting a beard tattooed onto their face, it's 0 for however many I've seen.
So they can't grow facial hair, so they tattoo a beard onto their face.
That's correct, old Chuck.
I've never seen this.
Oh, I guess it's my algorithm, but seems like it's real.
It's amazing.
Why would they do that?
Yeah, my algorithm is amazing. The polar bears to get caught in nets. You seen that one?
No. Polar bears getting caught in nets?
Yeah, these people float around in the Arctic, and they cut these polar bears, get caught in nets, fishing nets and stuff like that.
Oh, dude, you're effed up, man, watching stuff like that.
No, I'm seriously, man. It's like these scientists are cutting them. No, they're
saving them. Oh, they're saving them.
They got netting and stuff on them, and these scientists are cutting the nets off of them.
Where would nets be coming from in Antarctica?
Fishing. Fishing nets and stuff like that, yeah.
What else we got? What needs to stay in 2024? Battle of the sexes. That'll never stop, even though I hate it. Like, it can be a story of a woman that did something tragic. You know what I mean? She burned up the house and stabbed her husband and everything. And somebody would quote tweet it. It'd be a female, and she'd be like, I wonder what he did to her.
Yeah. What did he do to deserve
what
that?
What did he do? She just wouldn't do that. What needs to stay in 2024, Lil Baby the rapper. I feel like he just dropped something, didn't he? Just dropped something 3 days into 2025, and he's already got an album for you. Tolo, I'm sorry, man.
I thought he stayed in 2023 there for a while. I've been, missing his content.
Let's see. All beefs that started on Club Shay Shay need to stay in 2024.
I love it, dude. I think he's got it down perfectly.
Did I see correctly that they're having the round two?
It might be another Cat Williams interview.
Yeah.
Let's go. Yeah. Oh, my God. Open up that portal of hate again.
Nobody wants more clout there.
What needs to stay in 2024? Stank-ass attitudes, politics as a personality. We need more Pimp C in our life in 2025. One Tolo says, I agree with you, bro.
Yeah, let's at least get an AI version, you know?
Masculine women with ugly BBLs need to stay in 2024.
There you go. Battle of the sexes. I told you.
The BBL doesn't fix everything. Doesn't fix anything, really.
Billionaires, eat them all. Needs to stay in 2024. Ashton Jeanty to the Cowboys talk needs to stay in 2024, says One Tolo.
Ooh, good tease for the top of the hour, actually.
How about that? My wife's attitude needs to stay in 2024. That is not me. That is a Tolo saying that.
Yeah.
Okay, but I do agree.
Yeah.
I do agree. What attitude? What you talking about? People who think they know it all need to stay in 2024.
I'm working on it.
Tolo says the NBA needs to stay in 2024. Too late. It just started, fam. Christmas is over now. The NBA is really going to get started. And Mike McCarthy's coaching career needs to stay in 2024.
Oh, here we go. Yep. Oh. Here we go.
College football blowouts, please.
Oh, yeah, please. Good God. Tired of seeing that. All right. That's it. That's my name. My name is Lucius. I'm here every day, every weekday. Starting about 5:45. You can hear me for sure. That's it. I will holler. Lord willing, the creek don't rise, I might see you on Monday.
There he goes. LA Live with Lucius.
I might see you on Monday.
Alexander.
I might see you. I ain't fully decided yet.
I'll let you know.
I ain't fully decided.
High probability, most nights, 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. Okay, what do we have coming up next? It's a little chuck wagon, Zachary. Where are you taking us?
Well, we've got a PJ Washington update. Kirby Smart gets hit with the community notes. And do the Rangers have a top 10 rotation? That's next.